Coming up is Elizabeth Paradovich Day, and there are a series of celebrations happening. Here to tell us a bit more about one of those events and some more onward are Vicki Fouts and Elsie Leslie Swada. Good morning to both of you.
Thank you.
Good morning, and I know there's always many things going on. Elizabeth Paradovich Day is the 16th, correct, but there's events happening prior to that.
Yes, we discovered last year that we had an overwhelming response from the schools and kids when we invited them to an event. And so we decided that this year, since we have this wonderful celebration coming on the 16th with the renaming of the theater and the dedication.
And that's at the Southeast Alaska Discovery Center.
That's at the Discovery Center. We decided to split the event and give the kids their own day, which has worked out very well. The schools responded excellent. We've been putting up their artwork and their projects that they've done, and they'll be performing some projects at the Discovery Center. But we have moved the Kids' Day in a family celebration for the 11th. February 11th, it's a Saturday. It's 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it's going to give the chance for the kids to show the community what they think about Alaska civil rights and what they think about Elizabeth. And they've come up with some pretty interesting projects.
And I know there are things happening in the schools. Is this the same, or these are separate efforts?
Some of those events are going to overlap. Teachers have the option. They had the choice and option to do something for the 11th and have their children come in and do a presentation. But each child is also welcome to come and bring anything that they made or anything that they did on their own as well to come in and display. We are starting the celebration at 11 a.m., and we're going to do that with a car show. The Forest Service is going to be having a flatbed truck with Smokey the Bear and Sammy the Salmon on it, and we're going to leave at the Totem Heritage Center where the A&B A&S totem pole is at, and then we'll be towing through town to the airport ferry and then back to the Discovery Center where the kids will start doing their presentations at noon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it will just be an all-day presentation?
We'll have presentations starting at noon, but there will be a showing at 11 o'clock for people who don't want to go to the car parade. They can come there and watch for the rights of all. It'll be showing at 11, and then at noon the kids will start with the preschool, kindergartners, first, second, and then we'll move on third, fourth. And then about 4 o'clock we are going to have our essay winners. So we'll be announcing those, and after that we will have another showing for the rights of all at 5. Now, in between that time, the first group can come in, give their presentation, and then they'll go downstairs, and we'll have a potluck with their teachers and community, and we'll be giving the kids hot dogs, chips, and a bag of water. But we also have about $500 worth of door prizes that we're going to be giving away for each group. We're going to split them up so everybody gets a little bit.
Okay, and then, Leslie, you're with the Discovery Center.
Yep.
And involved, obviously, in this, but there's another event, correct?
Yes. So
you have several events going on.
Yeah, a very big event, actually. So the Forest Service is planning to have a dedication ceremony on Elizabeth Paradovich Day, which is February 16th. The ceremony will start at 6:30, and so we will have... I'll just name them off right here. We will have, we're going to have Jason Anderson, who is the Deputy Forest Supervisor, speak at the event. Also, we will have remarks from Mr. Sasha Soboloff, who is the President of A&B, or the Alaska Native Brotherhood Grand Camp. And then also Ms. Cecilia Travolero, who is the president of Alaska Native Sisterhood Grand Camp, will also be present and speaking. And then locally, we will have the Honorable David Landis, mayor from the Ketchikan Gateway Borough, who will be bringing the proclamation and giving remarks. And then we'll do the unveiling ceremony with Jason Anderson, our Deputy Forest Supervisor, and Betsy Paradovich, who is the granddaughter of Elizabeth Paradovich. So she will also be attending. And then we're going to have the Diane Benson, who is the star in For the Rights of All. So she will sort of end the ceremony with remarks, and then she will break into the speech that we all, most of us, have read and love because it's just so profound, the words that Elizabeth Paradovich spoke many years ago in 1945 that actually, you know, basically changed the world here in Alaska anyway for all of us.
And I, you know, we were talking about Elizabeth Paradovich today, and perhaps we should talk a little bit about her. For those who are not familiar with Elizabeth Paradovich, perhaps you could just kind of give a little sense of who she was and what she accomplished.
Well, the first thing that we always like to tell people is that even though she is the symbol that everybody uses, that yes, she did have a lot of help. And we get reminded of that, that there was an entire sisterhood behind her. And there was also the Brotherhood. Now, the Sisterhood is a 102-year-old organization, and Elizabeth and her husband Roy were members of the AMB-ANS. And they have a significant tie here to Ketchikan because they were some of the first students who were allowed to go here to the high school. And I think a lot of our students here need to kind of remember that, that when they're sitting in classes, they need to know that they're there because of her and because of people in our organization. But Elizabeth, she took it a little bit further than a lot of women did in 45. We just watch a lot of shows on how the civil rights movement moved, but we have to understand this was 1945 and she was addressing territorial governors in a place that not a lot of women had a lot of power. So 2 years prior, they had tried to address the territorial governors and get this bill passed, the ending of Jim Crow here in Alaska. And they were unsuccessful, and it was only her eloquent speech that she made right at the end that convinced those people that we are not abiding by our Constitution. We are not treating people equally. And if we're willing to let Native peoples go in and fight for our country, then we should be willing to allow them to live in our homes, sit next to us in restaurants, be served. And it helped to really break down barriers that they were not able to break down until the 60s and 70s in the lower 48. So it was quite an impressive movement. And I really think she's very empowering to women all through Alaska. I mean, a lot of women don't think that they could stand up. But once they do, they find that they can find a voice inside of them. And she helps a lot of young women today remember that.
Okay. And Leslie, the theater at the Discovery Center is being dedicated to her. How did that come about? How was that decision made?
Well, we've been working together with the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood for at least a decade, celebrating Elizabeth Paradovich and all she's done for us. And we do have Elizabeth and the proclamation on our timeline in the resources room, but it's a very small addition. So this came about as basically a celebration of the relationship we have been working on all these years. And really, I think she is iconic because, you know, she sort of stands for this relationship that we have. That, I mean, that's kind of how I see it. You know, and then as the Forest Service, we're very interested in inclusion and civil rights. So, you know, it's a big part of our mission. Also, the Discovery Center's mission is to educate the world about our natural and cultural resources. And what a better way to do that than through Elizabeth Paradovich and all she stands for. So I'm just really excited, and I think the message is just a beautiful one.
And this is a display that's going to be up, a permanent one. So not just is a theater going to be dedicated, there's also going to be a display case with memorabilia in it, photographs. And then we're also working on a scavenger hunt in the Discovery Center for the kids. It's going to be a cultural journey that's going to be continuing on. And so this isn't going to be just a way to reach people in our community and local areas. Thousands and thousands of people every day come through that Discovery Center. And we would really like for them to know the story about how the things came about here. And the Sisterhood is a 102-year-old organization, and that says a lot. So.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, the Discovery Center is perfectly positioned to tell this story and, you know, just through the visitors we get. I mean, right now, Elizabeth Paradovich is fairly well-known throughout Alaska, but we want her message to go worldwide. And like I said, the Discovery Center is positioned to do that.
Okay, great. Anything else you want to add?
Just this event is free. It is open to the public, and anybody can come and display what they have worked on. And it doesn't just have to include Elizabeth. We have a lot of people in Alaska that stood for civil rights and equality. And, you know, we were just speaking about Sasha Sobeloff. You know, his dad did leaps and bounds for people. And it's not just Native people that benefit from these. It's all people that benefit. So. We just like that. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, and it's the same. So the Family Day celebration is February 11th at 11 a.m. and
till 5 p.m.
Yep, and then the Elizabeth Paradovich Day dedication ceremony. The doors open at 5:30. We will have refreshments in the Learning Center, and the dedication ceremony will be at 6:30. And the celebrations will continue. So, and I just want to make it clear, because I have gotten calls, you know, is the dedication ceremony open to all? Is it only open to dignitaries? It is absolutely open to the public. We want everybody to attend. It is a free event, so please participate.
And we do want to mention that when the Forest Service is done with their portion, then the A&B ANS will have their portion of the event, which starts at 7 o'clock, which will include our local drummers. There's going to be people talking on our portion as well, including the Grand Camp, A&B ANS Grand Camps. But we're also going to listen to our imitress. We'll be having a prayer ceremony before. And we just want everybody to come and have a good time.
And then dancing, of course.
Yes, yes, dancing.
And regalia, yeah.
Okay, so. Great. Yeah. All right, thank you much.
Thank
and we'll
you
be sure to
much.
Get all of this info on our calendar of events. It's 43 minutes after 8.